We're going to talk now, though, about a public meeting which is taking place in Tarbert this evening. And that meeting is being organised by a number of people, including Jerry Scanlon, who's from Tarbert. He's part of a group organising the public meeting over concerns to do with a 286-hectare solar farm which is planned for Tarbert and Lynn. Jerry's arguing the project is too big for the area and would lead to huge disruption over the 15 months of its proposed construction, not to mention the 705 acres of agricultural land that would be taken out of the local economy. I spoke to him and asked him what he's hoping from tonight's meeting in Tarbert.
Yeah, just to be clear there, Jerry, first of all, thanks for welcoming me on the show. First of all, it's a solar farm that they're looking for the planning permission for. And just to put this in context, I've never objected to anything before in my life. I'm working full-time. My wife is working full-time. We have a two-year-old, a three-year-old, and a four-year-old at home. So as you can imagine, I'm not trying to organise this committee and this meeting for something to do in the evenings. This all started back in early July when Circa went around the locality and handed out leaflets welcoming the local people to a public consultation meeting on the 16th of July. And when myself and our neighbours and families went down to this meeting, what we were greeted by was just maps up on a wall with the outline of the development in red marker with very little detail. There was no solar panel direction, there was no CCTV footage, or no CCTV cameras marked on the maps. There was no inverter sites on the maps. There was no transformer sites on the maps. There was very little detail. And we were met by a PR company who were employed by Circa to run that information, right? Well, it was all run by Circa, but the people that we met on that night that were employed to talk to us had very little information. Any of the questions that were asked weren't given sufficient answers to. And in follow-up, a lot of people have emailed and tried to contact the company and have got very little response. It was like they ran this night as a tick-the-box exercise for...
You felt there wasn't... It was meant to be a public information night that commonly gets carried around or carried out around these type of projects to introduce themselves to the community, trying to explain what's going to go on here, and you felt there wasn't enough information and follow-up didn't get much better. So what are your main objections to the solar farm?
Well, I suppose the same objections keep rising their head every time. It's glint and glare and the noise of the construction. All these frames are pile-driven into the ground. Personally, myself, this development is going to be 70 metres from my front door. My house was designed looking out onto a lovely green field that's elevating away from our house. So we're looking out onto a nice hill, and that's all going to be covered with these solar panels. This development is 705 acres, Jerry. It's going to be the biggest in the country. It's 227 GAA pitches if you put them all side by side. This is massive. This has never before been seen in this country. The local infrastructure to support the building of this massive development. Like, if I can just describe my own access, our own access road is a by road. It's a road with mature oak trees and beech trees at both sides of the road. Two cars cannot pass in this road. And going by Circa's own admission to Kerry County Council, there's going to be 19 lorries a day and up to 90 private cars a day on that road.
Is that during construction? How long is construction? Do you know how long is it anticipated that will last?
It's down for 15 months, Jerry. So 15 months is a very long time for people to have no access.
And, year and 3 months.
And like, if I can just highlight that this road isn't two cars can't pass in this road. If two of these lorries meet on this road, one of them would have to pull in to one of a private residential driveway. You know. Another big thing that keeps cropping up with this is, and anyone that rings me is talking about it, is Micheál Martin came down to the Shannon Estuary in Tarbert in August 2022 to oversee the reintroduction of white-tailed eagles. Now, these white-tailed eagles are as the crow flies about, we'll say we're about a kilometre from the shore. So these white-tailed eagles are returning every year to nest very, very close to this solar farm. So it doesn't make much sense to local people here that we spend all this money reintroducing whitetail eagles to the local habitat, and then 3 years later we turn around and we're going to and this company are going to take over 705 acres out of their habitat. And
would they farming land that wouldn't necessarily be their habitat? Their habitat is on
well,
the coast.
That's where they nest. They nest up in the farming land, up in the high tree covers. I mean, it's not just my word. If you go on Birdwatch Ireland and you go into the biodiversity map covering our area, it quite clearly marks the habitat for these eagles and this solar farm.
Just on that, Jerry, would you not have confidence that that will be decided upon in terms of the planning, that they'll have to do an environmental impact assessment, and that's one of the
100%,
things
100%. But I think it's kind of up to the people in the local locality to make sure this happens and to make sure that the people in Kerry County Council are fully aware how close to this habitat this solar farm is going to go.
Sure. So the meeting, you're organising a meeting for this evening at 7 p.m. That's Thursday, 2nd of October at 7 p.m. in Tarver Community Centre. Who do you want to attend, and what's the purpose of the meeting? Is it to make people aware? Is it to get a group going that will oppose the solar farm, or what's your view?
So our view on this is this meeting is solely for people who are in the area, who, like, when we went on to see this submission to Kerry County Council first. This submission, you should go on ahead there after yourself, Tori, and look at it. This submission is massive. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages. And inside in a folder with 100 pages, there might be four sentences that are absolutely vital to the local people who aren't used, the very same as I wasn't, we're not used to reading these submissions. Probably, like, it's double Dutch to a lot of people. So this meeting Thursday night is not going to be a debate whether a solar farm is a good thing or a bad thing. This meeting Thursday night is going to inform anybody who cannot access the massive file on the internet or cannot find their way around it and find where they are going to be worst affected. And then there's going to be another section at the end of it, and we're going to talk to each other and find out what people's concerns in the community are with it. I mean, I advertise this. This is advertised since last week in Joy, and the phone is absolutely hopping since. This isn't small. Like, this is going to get big.
Yeah. Tell me the story, just on the wider context of the wider picture, notwithstanding your concerns for your house being so close and what you say, your fears about Clinton Glare and habitats and all that. The Irish government has a commitment and a target to produce 8 gigawatts or generate 8 gigawatts of electricity by 2030 from solar in large scale solar projects under the renewable energy support scheme in order to meet our targets, in order to reduce our carbon emissions, to stop the reliance on polluting gas and oil. If people object to this and stop these kind of projects in every area, I mean, the same arguments will be used, I imagine, wherever it goes, then will we just have to drop those targets, you think, or will we ever get
there?
Or what's your point? This is clean energy.
I 100% agree with you that we do need solar farms. I 100% agree that we have to meet all these targets for 2030. But I think these development companies have to tread a very fine line between community and a viable project.
Yeah.
And with all due respect, 705 acres, as you come off the ferry, intern Kerry, and you look up to the skyline and all you see is black fields. I don't think that is treading the fine line of developing a solar farm. I 100% agree with you, Jerry. These have to be developed, but they have to be developed in the right places and not strip communities of prime agricultural land on massive, massive scale. And just on that, Jerry, if you wouldn't mind me, just like, I think Tarbert as a community, we have a saturation of infrastructure in Tarbert. I mean, if you come into within the townlands of Tarbert, we have a National Oil Reserve tank farm and jetty holding an awful lot of the oil and stuff for the state. We have an S&C emergency generating plant in Tarbert coming online very shortly. We have planning permission granted for a 26-kilometre long pipeline between Tarbert and Fines, which is going to be very, very close to the same lands and the same homeowners of this proposed solar farm. We have Shannon LNG's power plant, which was granted permission in March 2025. We have battery storage for green energy, which is one of the biggest in the country. We have Leanamore Wind Farm, and we have four substations already in Tarbert.
I think so Tarbert has enough as a community.
We are doing more than our bit for sustainability in Ireland.
Yeah. Okay. Jerry, look, the meeting's 7 o'clock in Tarbert Community Centre. We'll see what comes out of it, but thanks for giving us your review and airing your concerns this morning.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, that's that meeting this evening. Jerry Scanlon there, who's helping organise this in Tarbert Community Centre at 7 o'clock in relation to the proposed solar farm for areas of Glynn and the majority of it really in and around Tarbert. It would be Ireland's largest solar farm if it got to go ahead. Proposed for those lands across North Kerry and West Limerick, 286-hectare solar farm. It's Circle is the name of the company that has applied for the planning permission. They're involved in renewable energy, and they themselves are part of what's called the Octopus Group, which is a privately held UK-based holding company which manages up to 14 billion euro of assets and has lots of interest in renewable energy and owns a number of different energy supply companies as well in the UK and beyond. So there we go. We'll see what happens. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. Solar increasingly becoming part of the renewable energy mix that's needed to transition away from fossil fuels. Give us your thoughts on it.